Let's look at the issue of how female political leadership really can matter. And note, by the way, this is also a video about crime. It's a common problem in India, and indeed in many countries, that large number of crimes go unreported. And especially here, I mean crimes against women. These crimes can be as terrible as beatings, rapes, and kidnappings, but one of the problems is that the victimized women don't always trust that the police can do anything to help them out, or to catch or punish the perpetrators. So what can be done about this? Well, we have one natural experiment which shows that roles of political leadership actually may make a big difference for women and improve some of these outcomes. In 1993, India passed a constitutional amendment which changed Indian politics in a number of ways. Most importantly for this discussion, it was mandated that one-third of local council slots were to be reserved for women. That, of course, meant many more female leaders at the local level. So what's the study? Well, the implementation of this amendment had differential timing across the Indian states, so we can compare the states where the amendment was implemented earlier to the states where the amendment was implemented later and see what kind of difference it might make to have more women in roles of local leadership. I find the results of this natural experiment to be quite surprising and indeed sobering. Once there are more women in positions of local political leadership, we find that documented crimes against women go up by about 46%. Documented cases of rape go up by about 23%, and for kidnapping, it's going up by about 17%. Keep in mind, this is not suggesting that the number of these crimes committed is going up, but rather it's that the reporting of the crimes is going up. And this indeed is pretty scary. It's an indication of just how much women in different societies have been unwilling to report crimes against them, and it also suggests there is probably a very large number of crimes against women still going on and still being underreported. So how do we know that this is mainly a reporting effect? Well, for one thing, during the time period under consideration, there is no comparable increase in reported crimes against men, or for that matter, against general property. Furthermore, there is no comparable increase in the reported number of murders of women. Why would you expect a difference between murders and kidnappings and rapes? Well, it's easier to hide or cover up a kidnapping or a rape or a beating, but in the case of a murder, there's a missing body, and so the underreporting effect there is much smaller to begin with. It's been suggested that one reason why you might have higher reporting of crimes against women when there are local female political leaders is that to get some kind of justice or even to have your plea or complaint heard, there will be a lower chance of bribery. It also seems that when there are more local female leaders, there's an expectation of greater police responsiveness. In the longer run, of course, that also will deter crimes against women. There's another interesting result from this natural experiment. For the purposes of encouraging reporting of crimes against women, what really seems to matter is political representation of women at lower levels rather than having women in positions of absolute leadership. Perhaps it's the lower level positions which are closer to local crime enforcement. To read more on this topic and also to see exactly how the empirical work was done, I very much recommend this piece, which is available online. Overall, this is a topic which, although the world has shown improvement in critical regards, it shows just how much further we need to come along.